Well, as far as 2024, we're not going to be able to use Floral Hall. We know one of the reasons that we needed the new building is Floral Hall was getting to the point where it was a safety factor using it. It wasn't the cleanest building for the exhibitors in there. Also, it was not handicap accessible. Many people would love to go in and see all the displays, but were unable to use it. So that was why it was needed. But we know how important the Floral Hall is to the community. Both the Floral Hall and the Pumpkin House are the two oldest buildings, and we want to maintain the history on the fairgrounds also. So right now, our focus is, again, getting the exhibition hall going, and we're adding the restrooms, and they'll be up and going in that building. And as we go along, we've got several ideas for the Floral Hall, but it's going to be a work in progress. The Pumpkin House, it doesn't have the same function that the Floral Hall had. That's where, if you're not familiar with the Pumpkin House, that's where we display both our vegetables and all of our floral or flower displays. So we know that, you know, we want to maintain the structure of the building. But that's pretty much all we'll be doing with the Pumpkin House. Although this year we're hoping to be able to pour a small walkway from our main walkway into the Pumpkin House, because we know a lot of people like to go in there and just make it a little easier and a little more accessible for many people to get in there.